Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I am Belinda Ellsworth, and we've got a wonderful show in store for you today. I have a lovely couple, Rachel and Chad Bono, with us who work for Thrive Life. They both had never been in direct sales before after finding Thrive, and now, after 7 years, have made this their full-time income. And they're both platinum executive consultants. They have 4 children, ages ranging from 8 to 16. And while Rachel has worked as a stay-at-home mom while doing her business, Chad had retired 4 years ago teaching at university, but now, with the success of their business, is actually gone back for fun as he has such a great passion for teaching. These two wonderful people have helped so many individuals. They believe in the power of helping others be as successful, and that in return brings their success. And they also believe in taking care of their customers. It is my pleasure to welcome Rachel and Chad Mono.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
We're excited. Thank you for having us. We're really thrilled to share a little bit about what we do and about our company.
Well, that's really great. And why don't we go right there, right into it? Why don't you take a few moments and just sort of fill in that bio for us and tell us a little bit about what Thrive is and about how you came to find yourself at Thrive?
Okay, well, our company is called Thrive Life. And we were first introduced to Thrive by Chad's friend, who is the vice president now at Thrive. So it was just having good friendships and good connections and good communications is how we got involved with Thrive. And Thrive is an incredible company. We are all about amazing food. And we're all about making the cooking and preparation and family eating experience better for families. And so that was something that was very interesting to us as a family. And having really great food in our home was really important to us as well. And so we decided to join up with Thrive.
That's awesome. So Chad, this has really probably impacted your life, that journey, more than any. And so why don't you just give us that little bit of perspective of the journey from when you first started to where you are today?
Great. Well, at the time that we started, I had my dream job as I always wanted to be a college professor. We went to school for a long time. We're living in poverty as graduate students for a long time, but it was a great job. And then when Thrive Life came around, we thought it was a great chance to earn some extra income to supplement. And as we got into it, realized that it could really become something big and a real income that would replace our income that we had already. And so after about 18 months or so, it really got to that point, and that's when I quit my job. And it was a big change from what I expected, but we felt like it was growing so fast that we would need to take advantage of every opportunity we could to make it grow. And I feel lucky enough that we're at a place now with all the kids in school and everything. And my old boss came back and asked if I was interested to come back and teach. And we thought about it, and it's now we're living the best of both worlds with the income and great business. And then I get to go do something that I love during the day. And Rachel has time to do fun things for herself without me following her around all day.
There is certainly some challenges. There's some great benefits of working together all the time, but there can be some challenges too.
Yeah.
I understand that. So why don't you tell us then how this business, and give us a little bit of a bird's eye view there, but how has this business really shaped your lifestyle and the lifestyle of your family?
Oh, it's done a lot. One thing that jumps out to me whenever someone asks me that is we've been able to do things that we would have never been able to, like travel on vacations. We're about to head out on a family trip to Cancun in a couple of weeks. We've been to Africa together. And so just the opportunities to have experiences that we would have never been able to do without this, that's the thing that jumps out to me the most.
That's awesome. And for you, Rachel?
Yeah, some, these are great things that we've been able to do, like big trips and things like that. But when it comes down to it, the day-to-day expenses, you know, that kind of stress that you get when you get a bill in the mail, having this extra income has made that go away. You know, being able to, our son broke his leg last year, and we got so many bills in the mail for that. It was a real big deal. And just to be able to, get a bill and say, oh, we can pay this off. This isn't going to be a terrible month, or this isn't going to stress us in a terrible way, is such a great feeling, at least for me as a mom, where you handle so many of your daily bills and things for your kids that come in, to be able to take care of even those small things without sweating it so much is really amazing.
I couldn't agree more. So why don't you share with us then, and we'll let both of you talk on this, because it's interesting. And I think when couples are successful together, it's because they usually have polar opposite skill sets. At least that's my observation. So why don't both of you share with us what some of your greatest skill sets are that you think have really contributed to your overall success?
Okay. I had to think really hard about this. It's one of my skill sets, which I also believed was one of my challenges, was that I'm an introvert. So forever I thought people who are in direct sales and do home parties are a type of person. Like, they are bubbly and just a type of person. And I didn't think it was me. And the crazy thing is that I wasn't giving myself credit for my natural personality type, which was an introvert. And an introvert can be fun. That sounds crazy to say. But the thing that I learned and became a skill set for me, and I didn't realize I had it, was that introverts have so many great connection abilities. And when it comes to sales, connecting with your customers, connecting with your team members, and even with corporate is so important. Communication and connection. And so it took me a couple of years to develop what I now call a very strong skill for me, which is developing my introvert nature. It has created a lot of things for me. I'm a better trainer. I'm a better communicator. I can look at other people's perspective and come up with something that works for them. So it has done a lot of really great things for me.
That's awesome. And
she is a fun introvert, by the way.
She's a fun introvert.
I'm not bubbly.
It's just that she's wiped out at the end of all the fun.
Yeah, that's it. I need downtime.
Well, you know, I think it's important for people to see that. I think this is a skill set also that possibly that you haven't totally seen or maybe put it into perspective. But when we share the opportunity with people, it's a wide range of people. And I think when they're able to see someone like yourself be successful, they can see themselves more easily doing it. And so I think it's good to have a multiple different types of personalities. And so people don't see introverts being as successful. So when they do, they think, well, I could do that. I'm like her.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah, that's so true.
So Chad, what do you think that your greatest skill sets are?
Well, one thing that I really enjoy, and I think I'm decently good at it, I guess, but I love teaching and training. And when I was a professor, as a professor, you have lots of different responsibilities, but teaching is part of that. And that's just what I loved. And I was told that I was pretty good at it. Of course, as I teach computer science, and as Randy Posh in the last lecture said that being the best teacher in a computer science department is like being the tallest of the seven dwarves. So it's hard to tell how good it was, but I really enjoy it. And I love making that connection and seeing things click for people. And in our business, we have such an opportunity to teach people about our products, teach people how to use it. And then to the consultant side, teach consultants how to, improve their skills and things like that. So that skill I actually was developed, I think, more as a Thrive consultant than I possibly did as a teacher, because it was so much more personal and such a varied audience.
Well, that's great. And I think it is important. We do bring those skill sets like coaching and teaching and mentoring. And it's important, I think, that Rachel being her introvert and connecting with people, I think this is my observation of what's made you so successful. Rachel is able to take those coaching and mentoring skills and really hone in on them with helping your team. And you have been able to take that of a trainer or your teaching skills and really train your team. And the combination of the two of you have made for a really powerful dynamic, which has helped you to be as successful as you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. And I think you're spot on.
Great. So why don't you share with us then an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and then how you've worked through that or how you've managed to get through it?
Well, you know, when we first became consultants, Thrive Life really had not launched their true party sector yet. So we got involved in the business before it was even off the ground or even organized in any kind of way. So for us, that was a really big obstacle in beginning our business is that it wasn't all laid out. No one had ever been successful with Thrive Life, and no one had ever recruited consultants. No one had ever gotten people to order monthly on our queue. Nothing. We didn't know anything. So that for us and everybody was an obstacle. But you know, talking about how Chad's such a great trainer and how I connect with people, I think that challenge, we were able to overcome that and create a kind of a culture within Thrive Life where people are positive, they're willing to be patient as things change and improve. They're willing to be good learners. So taking information from others, learning it, and then applying it. So that was a huge challenge for our company at the beginning. But despite that challenge, we were able to really keep people motivated and excited about their business, continuing to grow in their business, and most importantly, create a really positive Thrive Life culture among our consultants and our team.
Great. And can you think of one, Chad, that has been something that you've had to overcome through doing the business?
Yeah, I think that one that may impact some of people listening to this is people who really want to work this as a husband-wife team. If you haven't run a business together, there's a lot to learn. Running a business together is very different than just being married to each other. and that was a big challenge about where we both, I think we stepped on each other's toes trying to get things done. And until we realized that we need a split of responsibilities like a business and have our business time and then have our non-business time so that we could be a couple. And that was hard because, you know, when things are moving and it's exciting, it can consume your life. But sometimes you have to have it organized like a business. Take your time, go on dates where you're not talking about business, split up the jobs, not get upset at each other, work together just like you would at a job. And that helped us a lot. But that was a big learning experience because we didn't really have anybody to look at and learn from the other couples who kind of are our peers. We all started this together. Nobody had experience really in working business as a couple. And so kind of had to learn on our own.
That's great. I think it's important for people to understand that. I think it's hard even as just women doing the business and alone and not with their spouse, but it's hard to learn that balance of wearing all the hats that you have to wear because there's many. And a lot of times they go on at all times. So learning how to set those different boundaries of where all those things are and how they work together, I think is really important. And that's really awesome that you've been able to figure that out.
We still try.
So what does work from your happy place mean to you? I always ask this question and people always go, that's an interesting question, but it means lots of things for different people. So what do you think working from your happy place means to you?
You know, I had to think about this because like the obvious answer would be, oh, I work from my home. That's my happy place. But I could think of a couple of ways in which working from your home is happy, but it also can be really stressful. And so for me, working from my happy place can mean that I have freedom to work when I want to from my home. I don't need to go to a 9-to-5 job, go to an office. I can work around my kids' schedule. But I also think that there's a good lesson to be learned about working from your happy place, and that's being organized. So because if you're not organized, your happy place can become a stressful place. And in my experience and just over time, I've been able to make working from home better. Just by getting organized, I give myself a day off on Fridays. I set myself a schedule to send newsletters to my customers. I work on my team with my team on a schedule, and I can keep my happy place a happy place. So I hope that answers that question, but that's just sort of what came to my mind.
Great. I'm going to expand on that a little bit. I'm going to ask Chad first what that means to him.
Well, this is a tough one. Rachel and I are very different in this regard, because, well, I actually don't know why. But for me, the freedom that it gives to, you know, come and go as you please, to be able to run over to the kids' school and, you know, help out in the classroom or something like that. And for me, it doesn't take quite as much organizing the time, because it's easy for me just to drop things and go. But where for Rachel, it's very important to be very organized, and then the happy place comes. But for me, it's just like this flexibility to do whatever. Rachel's laughing at me right now.
I'm jealous at his happiness.
Like this summer, we're going to do more camping, and we get to go camping like on Tuesdays when nobody's there instead of Fridays. And to me, that's a happy place.
Oh, I agree with that. Yep, absolutely. Well, you know, going back to Rachel's answer, and I think that it's interesting because I think having worked as a professor and having a job that you already loved, I think this is where this comes from. And I just want to point this out because sometimes we don't see things ourselves. So you had a job that you absolutely loved and that you were already happy doing. And so now doing this and it being extra, it's those extra things that make you happy about it, like the flexibility, like being able to go to the school and volunteer whenever you want to do that. And for Rachel, she's already home and she's working as a stay-at-home mom. Then you bring a business into it and it's happy that you're able to be there with your kids, but yet at the same time, you are already doing that. So a lot of times it can become stressful bringing in this workplace and trying to combine it with your family time. And so getting organized and understanding those different boundaries and understanding how to be effective, like setting a schedule, like doing all of those things, I think that that is then what makes the business happy for you, because you're truly enjoying both sides of it. You enjoy your work. It's all about enjoying and loving what you do. And so when you're more organized at home so that you can do it efficiently or effectively, and then you can take that day off for yourself, because a lot of people become confused and they think they're working when they're not. And so every day is a day off, or could be, or you feel like you're working every day when maybe you're really only working half a day. But when you have those designated, I know for me, it was Wednesdays, day off, that is truly your day off to go get done what you need to get done. And you don't think about the business. So I totally understand what she's talking about. And yet it's not surprising to me, Chad, that you have a completely different perspective. And a lot of that comes from already loving what you do, which is already clear because you've gone back to doing it. So it's just interesting for all of our listeners. I just kind of wanted to point those little things out.
Yeah, no, that you gave us great insight. I think
that was spot
we should
on.
Owe you for a therapy session. We feel better about each other.
That is exactly right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and you know, I would even add something to that. And that's that if there's husbands that are supportive of their wives, help the wife keep that happy place happy.
Yeah,
you know, that's so important for the wife, too, so that she can be successful in her business and not feel that kind of guilt or time strain. Guilt's a big one, actually, but time strain and those kinds of things. So they can be supportive that way as well.
I couldn't agree more. And that's a great way to put it, is be supportive so that her place can be her happy place.
Yeah.
And not always be blended constantly. You need that. Can you please just handle this so I can be present in this moment at this time? And
exactly.
That's a really great point that you just made, because everybody always says, I wish my spouse was more supportive. And then the
right.
spouses will say, I am supportive, but I don't think they know how to be supportive. And I don't know that a lot of women know how to articulate what that means to be supportive.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think that a lot of women, yeah, they just need the words. How do I say what I need?
Yep.
And feel confident saying it. So that's absolutely true.
Great. So what is something that you guys are extremely proud of?
You know, the first thought that comes to my mind is not business related at all, and it's our family and our kids and what we do with them and how we mold them into adults and being responsible in their community and doing all the things that they need to do to be hard workers. That is so important to us. And, you know, for us, we find that having this extra income, I think maybe a lot of people would feel like they're spoiling their kids. We're doing this or we're doing that. But for us, because our family is so important to us, we feel like we're teaching them life lessons by having extra income. We have them be hard workers. We have them see that in order to receive A, B, and C, I need to go out and do this party. I need to go out and attend this training and so forth. So our family is a thing we're most extremely proud of and we work our hardest towards.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And I think that most people that, I don't think that's unusual, but I do think, and you did hit on it, that your kids get to see a work ethic, and those are skill sets. Whether you're spoiling them, if you think, with experiences that are going to really be with them for a lifetime, I don't look at that as spoiling, but they're also seeing you both work, and they're both also seeing how you do what you love. And those are important things to instill in children as they get older, that work ethic, and you should love what you do because it will create a level of happiness that spills out into every single thing that you do. So I think those are important.
So something I'm proud of is I feel so lucky to have seen this working so closely with Rachel in our businesses. 7 years ago, I remember one of the first times I saw Rachel do a training, and I felt so bad for her because she was shaking and nervous and sweating. And it was hard because how often do you have a chance to stand up in front of, you know, a couple hundred people and talk? It's a scary thing. And to see her now, the way that she can just speak and motivate and inspire and control a big audience. It's so cool for me to see this development. And, you know, without our business, it wouldn't have happened. And without me working closely in this business together, I wouldn't have been at those events to see that happen. And it's such a cool thing to see your wife take off and, you know, make people cry when she tells this inspiring stories and stuff like that.
But see, it might not happen if I didn't have him there as well. Thanks. That was very nice.
Well, that was sweet. And that's pretty awesome. So before we get to a couple of our last questions here, I want you to just tell us a little bit more, like, about a party. I know our listeners are going to be going, well, what is Thrive? And I know you said it was food, but it's a really interesting concept of food. And I know because I've had the awesome privilege of working with the company and working with both of you. But why don't you take just a moment and tell our listeners a little bit more about what the premise of the company is based on?
Okay. Well, we love to call what is happening in our company the Thrive Food Revolution. And what that really means is that Thrive has a new way for people to enjoy food. A long time ago, people used to frown on canned food. They didn't know what it was. They never seen canned food before. And very slowly, that was introduced to normal people's lives. And it's now everybody has canned food, right? Yep. And then we go to frozen food. Everyone's like, what's frozen food? We can't eat that. This stuff needs to come right out of our garden. And then very slowly it transitioned into everyone's normal food staple is to have some frozen in their freezer. And that's what the Thrive Revolution is. We are now in the third phase of food being new and even better. All of those things, canned and frozen, had advantages for your family, and freeze-dried has incredible advantages for your family. Better than canned and even better than frozen in many aspects. So what we love to teach at our parties, and really is the fun part of our parties, is eating. And that's exciting for anyone. You know, that usually is the side part of a party, is having a few treats while someone tells you something. But we're actually eating and doing a cooking demo and telling you about and showing you how delicious Thrive can be, how freeze-dried food has incredible nutrition that you may not even realize how amazing freeze-dried foods nutrition level could be compared to almost anything else that you can find. And then how, because of how it's been produced, it can save you so much time in the kitchen preparing your food, in making a meal and getting it on the table faster with the same amazing taste that you've been used to in any of your own recipes. And you don't have to go to the store for it. It just gets delivered to your door, and it just makes your life so much easier and you're eating healthier more often. So that's what we do at a party, and that's exactly what Thrive teaches people about.
So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
You know, I got some great advice from someone years back who had been an entrepreneur, and he said to me, "I know people like you." And I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "You feel like if you do a business and it fails, that your family will be living in a cardboard box." And I said, "Well, you know, yeah, isn't that what happens?" And he started laughing at me. And he said, "It's just a business. You should go do it. And if it fails, then you just do another one. And your family's going to be fine if you've prepared yourself with education or skills that you can go get a job if you got to." So my advice is to not ignore all the fear. The downside of a business is so much less than we think, and the upside is so much greater than we think. And so it's okay to just jump in, work hard, do your best, and make the business go. And if for some reason it fails, try it again, because your family won't be living in a cardboard box as long as you have some skills that you could fall back on and get a job if you have to.
That's great advice. I mean, in a nutshell, that's some of the greatest advice that we've had, because it is the greatest thing that holds people back from trying something new is fear. And really, when you look at it and go, what's the worst thing that's going to happen to me? I go get a different job. Even when I started my speaking business, I got so much advice that I needed to be doing it. And it was scary to give up a full-time job and income. And then I just said, well, so what if it doesn't work? Well, then I go get another sales job. I'm really good at sales, and there's sales jobs everywhere. And that gave me enough confidence to go, yeah, who cares? If it doesn't work, we'll do something different. And I'm thankful that it worked, but I've also had to change it in those 20 years and sort of reinvent myself. We're even doing that as we speak with all the digital world. So
yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yep, and it's way better than doing the same thing every day at a desk job.
Absolutely. Or something that you just don't enjoy, right?
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. I do have one piece of advice if I could share.
Oh, absolutely.
When Chad said jumping in with 2 feet and getting going, I feel like there's a lot of people who get into direct sales just very lightly. And don't push me. I got to do this at my own speed, which is true. It's your own business and stuff, but I think it's really important that if you're going to get involved, because especially for mothers or those who are moms and work full time and then do direct sales, you have to have a result from putting out extra time to do home parties. And the result is going to be either financial gain with free and half off product or financial gain or whatever it is your company supports you in. So you will never see that gain or that positive result unless you put in the time and effort and learning that it's going to take to do that. And so then if you don't, then anything you do is going to seem like it didn't work. It's never going to have, you don't have enough oomph going into it to get enough oomph back so that you know if it worked. And so we get this a lot where people are like, well, I don't want to be an entrepreneur. I don't want, all these things. I'm like, well, you pick how you want to do it. But you need to know that you're in a business where you can make money. And this is how you do it. And I think that's important to know from day one.
I think you're absolutely right. So what are some new and exciting things that you guys are working on and that you think our listeners would benefit from?
Hey, this is going to sound super weird, I think. We've had a great opportunity to be on advisory boards and work closely with other top leaders and executives from the company in offering our advice and doing a lot of things that most consultants don't have an opportunity to do, but I know a lot of wish they did. We're up on stage as part of boards and all this type of thing. And we actually are going to step back from that so we can get back to, so our new thing is what we used to do much better and get back to working with our first level much more personally, one-on-one, because we were thinking that we realized that we missed out on those experiences of building those friendships, helping mentoring people as they're getting going and seeing their success. And we feel like we've kind of been removed a little bit from that. And so our new and exciting thing is our old thing that's really brought us a lot of joy and satisfaction. And we're going to have more time to put towards that. So we're really excited about that.
That's awesome. So I know that you guys also have some really great statistics on how people learn. And you guys have really kind of sort of been delving into this too. You want to share a little bit on that?
Yeah. So, you know, in our early days, communication for us was a webinar or a newsletter. And now things have changed and progressed, and videos and a lot of visual things are really becoming popular. And so coming up soon, and we've already begun this, a lot of our trainings are going to be visual. And so I've learned to use a couple of really neat programs online that teach through images. And I am, I think 100% visual learner. I have such a hard time with all the other ways of learning. So for me, it's been amazing. And I'm finding that a huge percent of consultants and the population in general are actual also visual learners. And so we're taking our trainings from only audio or only newsletter to becoming visual. And we're finding in just the little bit of time that I've been doing trainings this way, that people are learning faster, they're reviewing more, they're capturing the vision, they're capturing the ideas better. And so that's what we're doing, which is so, so, so fun. I really love it.
Well, that is great. And to Chad's point, this happens no matter what, whether you're in direct sales or outside of direct sales. And I think that the more successful that you become, you start doing other things that might not have been your greatest skill sets to begin with. You start wearing even additional hats. And sometimes that can become more administrative, or it can be, like you said, on different boards and doing different things like this. This happens in a regular workplace as well, or with somebody that owns their own business. Suddenly, they're now in charge of the finances, which that was never their strong suit, for example. And I really think that that was such a great point, is that sometimes we forget what got us where we are, and it's super important to reconnect with that. And you should always be doing the thing that you do the best that makes you the happiest. So,
yeah,
exactly, I love that. Right. Well, you guys have been absolutely delightful, and I thank you so much for sharing with our listeners today. I know they're going to glean a lot of great information, and I wish you guys nothing but continued success.
Thank you. Thanks, Linda. Appreciate it.
All right, bye now.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends, and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.